It was nearly dawn, and the start of a warm, drizzly morning aboard the majestic liner known as the Atlantic Empress. Stretching 1,100 feet in length and displacing over 225,000 tons, the state-of-the-art cruise ship was among the most opulent in her Nassau-based company's prestigious lineup. At the moment, she cruised quietly off the coast of Key West, doing an easy 14 knots as she navigated her return voyage from the Bahamas to New York. Besides the passing shower that dimpled otherwise pristine seas, all was peaceful and calm. The Empress and her 2,200 passengers had enjoyed a fantastically decadent pleasure cruise over the past 7 days. Consistently fair weather had followed the ship from port to port and party to party, and the ecstatic but exhausted passengers of the glittering white vessel were looking forward to a restful voyage home. Except, of course, for the one of them that was about to commit suicide. Moving phantom-like through the darkness, the Pliosaur approached the cruise ship from the south. It had picked up the huge vessel's scent trail from 5 miles off, drawn to the enticing smell of rotting garbage, unceremoniously pumped into unspoiled seas. As it closed on the noisy object from the stern, the marine reptile slowed, then stopped. The reptilian equivalent of astonishment washed over it in waves as it absorbed the sheer size of its intended target. At first, it thought the ocean liner was some impossibly large life form, but an exploratory bump against one of the vessel's welded steel flanks swiftly dispelled it of such notions. Giving in to curiosity, the creature began to probe brashly about in the murk directly underneath the ship. Its overconfidence quickly became its undoing. Suddenly, the Pliosaur found itself caught in the powerful suction being generated by the liner's 16-foot propellers. Bewildered by the deafening barrage coming from the spinning metal blades, and ignorant as to what they represented, it allowed itself to be drawn in. It was inches from being decapitated when, at the last moment, its senses screamed an alarm. With an adrenalized thrust from all four of its boat-sized flippers, it flung itself clear just in time. Unfazed by how close it had come to dying, the beast continued to circle the ship, albeit keeping well clear of the stern, which it now recognized as a threat. Eventually bored with its explorations, the Pliosaur surfaced with a hiss, some 300 feet off the Empress's starboard bow. Its ruby eyes gleamed in the darkness as it studied the vessel's dimly lit decks. It detected a hint of movement, high up on the slowly swaying structure, and the ring of sclerotic bones that encircled its eyes compressed inward, helping it to focus. 100 feet up, it spotted a pair of bipedal warmbloods, standing in the rain. They were similar to the ones that scurried atop the last metal raft it encountered, the one that provided it with the bleeding, rough-skinned fish it devoured the previous night. As the Saurian continued to gaze upward, one of the warmbloods made its way gingerly over the raft's rib-like edge. Memories of the dark-skinned bipeds from its island offering themselves to it rushed to the fore, and the beast's innate inquisitiveness was replaced by a gnawing hunger. It considered its options. It would soon be light out, and the prey items were small, barely worth the effort. Still, it had to eat. The exertion since its escape had drained a great deal of its energy, and it was famished. It would require a tremendous amount of protein to regain its full strength, not to mention additional fuel for its pending migration. The decision was made with cool reptilian deliberation. Submerging in crocodile-like fashion, the giant predator crept stealthily forward.
"Warren, for God's sake, please don't do it!" Stephanie pleaded.
Her hands were balled into fists and tears streamed down her sun-pinked cheeks.